As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moonday, February the 28th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And oh boy, did I get a lot of email over the weekend. Yeah, you're keeping me busy. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. If you want to keep me up all night, just throw me some more emails. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Good morning, Sam and Trish. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, the home of Jimmy X. 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16. Hello, Grimner. Talk Stream Live. Good morning, Bill. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. This morning, precious metals in the current and the currencies are in the green, while the U.S. dollar and crude oil swim in a sea of red ink. Socialist International rally continues in Wisconsin. That's all 60s red deja vu to me. Rothschild's banking empire coming into view. Matriarchs, patriarchs, the trivium and the quadrivium. Well, we'll go as far as we can today. And, of course, we'll take your calls. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, find gold trading up $2.30 an ounce at $1,411.90 a troy ounce. That beautiful noble metal. Silver this morning up 14 cents at $33.52. And, buddy, if that doesn't put a smile on your mouth, you're not in silver. Platinum up $2 at $1,807 an ounce. And palladium up $1 at $790 for a troy ounce of palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band, just about $11. What are all these 11s doing in here today? The lows and the highs again, $1,406.70 for a low, $1,417.60 for a high. But at $1,411.90, your gold is up year-to-year $294 for a 26.30% breathtaking return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LBMA, the boys in London, fixed the price. The price fixers fixed the price at $1,409.75. I'm trading above it most of the morning. SPDR gold shares unchanged over the weekend. On Friday, they reported 1,211.57 metric tons this morning. They're still holding 1,211.57 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, February the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the first segment. While some of our audience was away at the top of the hour news and weather break, went into the market report. Let's close that out for this morning. Once again, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, finds gold trading up $2.30 an ounce at $1,411.90. Remember the last high on December the 7th, 2010, was $1,431.25. You can see we're about 20 bucks shy of setting records again in gold. Silver certainly high this morning, up 14 cents at $33.52 an ounce. That's good news for the silver bugs. Platinum up 2 bucks at $18.07. And palladium up a dollar at $790 a troy ounce. The SPDR gold shares, again, unchanged over the weekend at 1,211.57 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $54.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 62 on Friday to 12,131. The NASDAQ closed up 43 at 2781, and the S&P 500 up 14, closing at 1,320. Where it'll go today, anyone's guess. Crude oil this morning down 37 cents to $97.51 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index faring no better, down 36 basis points. Exchanges against all the rest of the trade-weighted basket of currencies at 76.86 with USDX Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, especially here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up 41 basis points, trading above parity with the U.S. dollar, continuing that trend at $1.02 U.S. The Mexican peso coming out of the box strongly affixed to the U.S. dollar. I mean, this is a peg, folks. It's nailed down tight. 16 penny sinkers at 8 cents a pop. The multiplier there, if you're heading south of the border, is 12.0926 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning, strong move upward in the euro, up 80 basis points at $1.39. $1.39 will buy you a euro this morning. British pound, an equally strong move, up 65 basis points at $1.62. And that Swiss franc, towering now over the U.S. dollar at $1.08, moving up 7 basis points in early trading. The bond market, the yield on the two-year treasuries, this is our bonded indebtedness, the yield is at 0.71%. The 10-year yield is at 3.41 and the 30 at 4.50. The mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.15% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.81% to 4.86. Of course, your prime rate is pegged at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio, 42.12 ounces of silver. We'll pick you up 1 ounce of gold at most locations today. There's a little bit happening this morning in the Connerday calendar. We've got the personal income outlays. We'll talk about that in a moment. Later in the day, the Chicago PMI will be out. Pending home sales will be out also. Tomorrow, motor vehicle sales will be out early. The ICSC Goldman store sales, the Red Book, we'll talk about all that tomorrow. The ISM manufacturing index, construction spending, and so far, a full week this week on the economic calendar, and so we'll go into all of that as the articles could become available as I'm waiting for my browser to load and waiting and still waiting, and it's going to come up. I know it is. Just absolutely an incredible morning here in southwest Missouri. I have been hammered by lightning. I had to shut everything down in the studio, go off the internet and off the computers for about 45 minutes, set me behind schedule. However, here we go. Econoday, personal income and outlays. This is the highlight. Income growth jumped in January, but spending slowed considerably. Now, you go figure that one out. Did you notice a great jump in your income this month? Well, no. Did you spend any more? No. Well, anyway, income growth jumped in January, if you can believe the prognosticators, but spending slowed considerably. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Inflation remains on two tracks, with headline numbers outpacing the core. Well, at least they still got all their wheels on the ground. Hasn't come off the tracks entirely yet. Personal income in January increased 1%, following a 0.4% gain the month before. And I tell you, if you think it is great that your personal income went up by 1%, just go ahead and put a penny on the table and look at it carefully. Does that impress you? It doesn't impress me. The latest figure came in higher than the consensus estimate of 0.4% wages and salary, however, grew a moderate 0.3% after gaining at the same pace in December. Well, that's enough of that for me. Let's go into the news basket a little bit. Take a look at what's happening with Goldman Sachs. Oh, they're out there with the bow tie guy, Mr. Warren Buffett, and they're coming to terms. They're coming to agreements. They're paying each other back. They're shaking hands, and I hope they're staying out of the men's room, but you never know with this bunch of bankster gangsters. Goldman to win Fed's blessing to repay Berkshire, Buffett says. All right? And you got to go and talk to the Federal Reserve banking system. In order to go to the Federal Reserve banking system, Goldman, in order to repay Berkshire Hathaway. That would be Warren Buffett. This article by Andrew Fry, New News. Warren Buffett said Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. will probably win Federal Reserve approval this year to repay the $5 billion he injected in the bank. Okay, so it's one hand washing the other, but I guess they're going to give Warren back $5 billion. Pressuring investment income at his Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., a Goldman Sachs stake and a $3 billion investment in General Electric. Let's see, Jeffrey M. Melton, he's in the cabinet now, each of which pay 10% annual interest to Berkshire, will likely be terminated by December the 31st, Buffett said, February the 26th in his annual letter. So it's, you know, kind of like, well, so what's the point of the article? None of this happens until the end of the year. That's just out there for your perusal. It's up on the web this morning. Let's go out to Wisconsin and visit with all of the protesters for a moment. You know, to me, this whole thing just reeks of the free speech movement. This all reeks of yippies and yuppies and all of that. And you got to know it is, folks. You got to know it is. These are school teachers. This is the National Education Association. All right? What a bunch of pukes. Destroyed the minds of the children for the last, what, 45 years? Walker's push to curtail union rights makes him an outlier among governors. An outlier? That would be a contest I would like to go and watch. William Selway and Mark Niquette, writing this for Bloomberg, collaborative writing. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, elected in the November wave that put Republicans in command of most states, says a contract that grants government employees 15% raises and free health care is squeezing taxpayers. And of course, yeah, you know, every time they get more, the cost of education goes up, and when it goes up, your property taxes go up right along with it. If the union won't renegotiate, Branstad plans to fire state workers, and that would be a good thing. That's how you downsize D.C. You got to fire people, okay? Yet he's not following the lead of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker by trying to circumscribe the benefits for which members can bargain, a move workers say would break the union. Well, breaking the union. Welcome to Communist America, folks. Embrace Marxism while it lasts.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I guess at this point I could segue away to the proletarian lessons or maybe the Communist Manifesto, but instead, you know, looking at this, what's going on up in Wisconsin, it's just, you know, to me, it's like I said, it's deja vu all over again. Going back to the 60s, going back to the 70s, going back to the free speech movement, you know, the anti-war demonstrations and all of that stuff. But this is where it all came from. You know, it started out with the Beat Generation and the Beatniks, you know. Then the segregation movement, all of the marching in Alabama and places like that. But, of course, in the summertime, all the students from Berkeley, California, were bussed out to take cars out there, and they would join. It's just like we're seeing in Wisconsin. Oh, they got 70,000 people. Yeah, all the unemployed union workers from all over America, their bosses, their union bosses, are saying, you know, the union hall managers, they're all going, hey, you guys are on unemployment, jump on a bus. We got funding for the bus. The bus is going to leave at 10. Everybody be there. You're going to get all the pizzas and beer you want. And they all flood out there. But this is what it's all about. But here we go, continuing. If the unions won't negotiate, Branstad plans to fire state workers. Yet he's not following the lead of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker by trying to circumscribe the benefits for which members can bargain. A move workers say would break the union. Break the union. Every state's got its own unique situation, Branstad, 64, said in an interview in Washington where the National Governors Association met during the weekend. We don't control the legislature like they do in Wisconsin. Left, right, everybody's jumping at each other. The power of public employee unions has become a flashpoint in the budget disputes nationwide, and it ought to. And we've been fighting that here in Missouri for a long time. Trying to keep the public employees from unionizing, really a bad move, but unfortunately Wisconsin has it, and they're dealing with it now. Some polls show the public opposes moves by governors such as Walker, Ohio's John Kasich, and Indiana's Mitch Daniels to limit collective bargaining rights. Labor groups call the measures part of an assault on the middle class. Give us a break. The communists have been against the middle class since day one. It's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. The struggle has exposed fissures among Republicans and drawn scorn from Democrats, even as governors from both parties seek union concessions without challenging their legal standings. And it goes on and it goes on. A whole bunch of kumbaya going down up there. And you'll just have to read it. Let's see what we got here. Death grip. The death grip that public employee unions have had on the process in many states and sometimes nationally is a very big part of the deficit. Certainly not as big a part of the deficit as the military-industrial complex, and certainly not as much of a big part of the deficit as the mortgage fraud and our banker bailout, but it is a big part of the problem. Bids to advance legislation rolling back public unions' power in Wisconsin and Ohio triggered protests by union members and allies who said the bills were opening shots in a Republican move to crush the core of the labor movement, a pillar of financial support for demo demons. Anyway, some surveys indicate unions have the public on their side. Some say they don't. Ideological attacks, the boogeyman, and it just continues. I'm trying to find the place. It must be this next article. Let's jump over here and look and see what it looks like over here. It might be the same article. Hope not. Like I said, had nothing but trouble this morning with a lightning pounding down around my house and things like that. But anyway, I had to reload all these articles a couple of times to get it on the air. It's taking its own sweet time. And while it's doing that, let's go to this. Go back to this book. I don't know how many of you might be able to find it. Okay, I don't know how many of you might be able to find it, but it'd be well worth looking for it, especially right now with what's happening in the near and the Middle East and Northern Africa, what's happening in Wisconsin is going to be happening elsewhere. This book is called The Free Speech Movement, Coming of Age in the 1960s. I've shared information from it before, written by a David Lance Goines. G-O-I-N-E-S. It is a 10-speed press book. I've had it in my library since 1999. It cost me $27.95. Of course, I didn't have to pay that much because it was on one of those giveaway tables in a bookstore. It wasn't a big mover. But again, it's The Free Speech Movement by David Lance Goines, 10-speed press, if you can find it. Let's see when it was originally published. Back down in here. When was it originally published? 1993, it looks like, the ISBN number, 1993. The Simple Joys of Non-Fatal Combat. This whole book is about is all of the action that was happening that led up to basically a tremendous transformation in education. A tremendous transformation in education. Basically, the old school professors started to just tenure out and walk away from education. And they got replaced. They got replaced by a lot of these lefty Louis, you know, that are now sitting out there singing Kumbaya in Wisconsin. And they get this all right out of the playbook. Now, I've shared before in previous broadcasts, you know, what was an amazement to me was the Tea Partiers all going down there following Glenn Beck and listening to Martin Luther's sister or daughter, whatever that was. Anyway, and they're in the park there near the waiting pool, gazing pool, looking at the penis of Osiris. And they're there on a Saturday, and then they leave. Then they clean up their garbage and they go away. They're so nice and so polite. That's the Tea Party, all right? And they don't quite understand the movement concept. They don't understand how powerful crowds can be. As I suggested then, you know, if the Tea Party really wanted to have an impact, they would have just gone ahead and taken over the buildings. Well, that's what's happening in Wisconsin, and that's precisely what happened in the 60s in the free speech movement, all right? The same thing. That's what happened then. Now, the whole idea of anti-war demonstration and protest, you didn't just come and go. Man, you come and stayed. You got hauled out. You got dragged out, you know. Your T-shirt rolls up across your back. You're going along the sidewalks. You're getting road rash. You get thrown into a bus, you know, all the way to and booked over for a 24-hour stay in the government Gestapo's holding cells. But anyway, here's the article, another one. Wisconsin protesters win another night in the Capitol after police back down. See, they're not leaving. They've moved in. And that's the way to do it. I mean, take heart. This is the way to do it. If you're going to do it, and it's worth doing at all, do it this way. Esme DePrez, writing this for Bloomberg, demonstrators occupying the Wisconsin Capitol in support of state workers for almost 2 weeks defied a deadline to leave and authorities backed down rather than make arrests. I mean, at some point you just got to realize you can't arrest 70,000 people. You think that Gaddafi is coming under pressure for knocking off, you know, a few dozens of his own. Yeah, buddy, you come up against 70,000 people and you're wearing the wrong uniform, you could die before breakfast. Anyway, 70,000 paraded through the city's downtown February 26 in opposition to Governor Scott Walker's proposal, blah, blah, blah. Madison is the focus of protests against Republican-led efforts, blah, blah, blah. People are realizing that if they want their voices heard, they've got to yell loud. That's right. Unfortunately, this is the bullhorn technique. All right, I think there's other places that you could be more effective, but that's right. You got to become vocal local, even if it's out in the street, I suppose. Said Maya Madden, a demonstrator in the Capitol yesterday. Madden, 66. All right, now you're 66 years old. She was around in the 60s. She was probably, you know, listening to the swan song of Marxism in her youth, and she owns an art gallery and a tea shop in Long Rock, Wisconsin, said she was prepared to be arrested for refusing to leave. Arrests have been next to none since the protesters began their occupation. Why? Well, because the Capitol Police are part of the union, too. This is why you don't allow them to unionize. The solidarity, arm in arm, hand in hand. Tubbs said he decided not to have officers remove anyone because the demonstrators have been outstanding in maintaining peaceful opposition. All right, so the people have a right to peaceably assemble and to redress their government, you know, for their grievances, but this is the problem we're dealing with here. I think this is the best way of dealing with this issue, and I agree. The crowd was told to leave so the building could be cleaned. When they remained, crews swept and mopped around them. Oh, my. Well, kumbaya, baby, kumbaya. I'll tell you more about that when we get back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, back to this discussion, here's a little bit more out of this Bloomberg article. Democratic leader, unions have agreed to accept increased costs for the members if Walker drops the limit on collective bargaining. Senate Democratic leader Mark Miller of Monona, one of the Democrats who left the state, said last week by telephone from an Illinois location he wouldn't disclose. Well, I hope he was using a cell phone. Because if he made the cell call, they know right where he is, 3D, 3D, 3-dimensional coordinate geometry, GPS location on his body, and they might go get him. Anyway, the bill passed the Republican-controlled Assembly just after 1 a.m. on February 25th, after a marathon session lasting more than 60 hours. Not all the protesters stayed put yesterday. Law enforcement blocked entry to the second and third floors as signs, pillows, and blankets were left behind, relegating protesters to the ground and first floors. They drummed, listen now, they drummed, sang Solidarity Forever to the tune of the battle hymn of the Republic, and chanted, Hell no, we won't go. And whose house? Our house. All right. the simple joys of non-fatal combat, all right? This is the taking over the first time around of the Sproul Hall in Berkeley, California, during the free speech movement. This Art Goldberg and Brad Cleveland are standing on top of a police car on October the 1st of 1964, just a couple of years before I got down in that area. Anyway, here's some more. 45 minutes after Charlie Powell and Mario returned from Chancellor Strong's rebuff, Mario escalated the confrontation, quote, "I recommend that 500 of you stay here around this auto and others join me in taking our request back to the deans." These are students now, revolting, the free speech movement, Berkeley, California, University of California, Berkeley. A few hundred students left the car and went into the building where they sat outside the dean of students' office. In an hour or two, there were 500 students blockading the deans and more than 1,000 more outside around the car. There were enough people to protect the car. This is a police car they've taken. There was enough people to protect the car, so I took the group in to see the deans, and it was there I walked up and the three cops in back of two or three secretaries, and I said, "Excuse me, I want to go in to make an appointment with one of the deans." And the policeman informed me at that point that if I tried to enter the room or even leaned into one of the secretaries, he would arrest me on a felony assault charge, at which point I got extremely infuriated and said, "If you're not letting us in, we're not letting you out." Understand the mentality there, folks? The process, the procedure. Remember what was happening over in London as they were burning down the house over there? Remember what was happening in Iceland as they were burning down the house over there? If you're not letting us in, we're not letting you out. All right? It's just a point of view, a different way of looking at things. But at a certain point in time, you know, it is not only our right, but also our duty to throw off a tyrannical government. Now, I don't have any affiliation at all with unions anymore. I've been a union member. I've shared that with you in the past. I understand the process, both inside and outside. But I can tell you this much. Collective bargaining in the public sector, not a good idea. Not only can they shut down the schools and hold us at a stranglehold, you know, point of a bayonet, they can do the same thing with the police, the firefighters, and all of the rest of it, the health care workers, and so on and so forth. Next, go out the all of the doctors, and they're all on strike. Healthcare completely shut down. Then the military goes on strike. You see how why you don't want to do that? And what are they asking for? More wages, better benefits. You know, it's the old mantra, it's the saw that you hear all the time in government. You know, we're overworked here. We're understaffed and we're underpaid. We need more people, we need more money, and we need better working conditions. You know, that's the old saw. And unfortunately, their zeal translates into a tap on your checkbook and mine. All right? So it depends on where your loyalties lie, I suppose, and how much you really are thrilled by things like Marxism. I find it completely repugnant myself, but I might be alone in that. I certainly had a lot of email that tried to set me straight over the weekend. Let me know how wonderful it is to be a Marxist in America. All right? But here's another bit of stupidity, if there was ever any stupidity coming out of the Obama administration, and there certainly is plenty of that. Obama's aide says that Social Security is no risk to U.S. finances amid deficit spat. Well, that's right, I guess. Social Security, the income tax, the Federal Reserve banking system, hey, not a problem, right? Let's keep those failed philosophies. Heidi Prisbia, writing this for Bloomberg, usurper's administration officials are rejecting the idea of making major changes to Social Security as part of a debate over reining in the national deficit, or debt, a stance that's drawing protests from the deficit-cutting advocates. White House Budget Director Jack Lew, I mentioned all these Goldmans and Goldbergs that were part of the free speech movement. Well, here's Jack Lew. And Jason Furman, deputy director of Barry the Usurper's National Economic Council, both stressed this week that Social Security isn't facing an immediate funding crisis and should be viewed separately from moves to reduce the federal budget deficit. Man, is this stuck on stupid or am I in a nightmare? Incredible. Well, that ain't all, folks. Up here in New Jersey, Christie or whatever his name is, let's find out. Another article off Bloomberg. Christie leads U.S. governors to fractious state house politics. Tim Jones, barely 400 days into a tenure that began with his squeaking into office with 49% of the vote, New Jersey governor Chris Christie is emboldened by other Republican chief executives to challenge the compact between governments and their workers. 48-year-old former U.S. attorney, once as a singular voice of pugnacity, now the Christie style is gaining disciples. Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio have seen protests as Republican governors take on the public sector unions for cutbacks or restrictions on collective bargaining. They chose the same target at which Christie took aim last year. Quote, "I've never been a wallflower," Christie told reporters February the 26th at the National Governors Association winter meeting in Washington. Quote, "I talk about the things I want to talk about." Well, I guess we have that in common. Christie is a provocative presence on YouTube, where he has his own channel, often seen attacking teachers' unions in public forums. I mean, how long have we been calling for an abolition of the National Education Association? Get this, teachers' union is far too strong, it's far too huge, far too powerful, and far too costly to allow it to continue. Anyway, he has visited Washington three times in the past month. In a February 16th speech, the American Enterprise Institute, better check them out carefully, he threatened a campaign against House Republicans who he said need to put up or shut up on fighting the cost of government entitlements such as Social Security and Medicare. Christie filled the cover of this week's New York Times magazine. At the weekend governor's meeting, he was a magnet for reporters seeking his opinion on the Wisconsin labor battle and so on and so forth. And he continues here. He says, "If he doesn't like my style, then we don't have to date," said Christie in Washington. "It's okay by me." Okay? So now all about compromising your principles for relationship. If you have principles and you went into government to stand upon those principles and you find yourself in shallow waters surrounded by a shark and piranha, well, just stand on your principles and forsake the relationship. You know what I mean? Jelly bean, it just doesn't work any other way. At least it doesn't work well. Here's another one, rather an interesting article, and I certainly appreciated receiving it from one of our listeners in my email basket over the weekend. We've been talking about this New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and the merger with the Deutsche Börse AG. And this article opens up this discussion very, very well. This is off of Destination Israel, a blog for the Lost Ten Tribes, awakening to their new reality. Well, this is the British Israel movement, but nevertheless, the article's got good information in it. Let's go there. This was written on the 20th. Rothschild's control of German and American stock markets captures market share of future economic world order. Destination-Yisrael, BibleSearchers.com. That's the website. Interesting. Anyway, the London Stock Exchange. The London and Toronto stock markets made waves in the financial world on February the 9th, 2011, when they announced that they were merging their transatlantic stock markets in England and Canada. However, they were quickly outdone by the Deutsche Börse and New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, proposed fusion the next day. We've been all over this like a blanket. As if on cue, the early part of February 2010, the global world news was waiting in bated breath when two major economic world mergers were unveiled. First, the merger of the British-Canadian global economic markets was unveiled when the London and Toronto stock markets reportedly were merging. This was quickly followed by the fusion between the German Deutsche Börse and the New York Stock Exchange Euronext merger. In a joint later announcement, quote, "This transaction creates a group that is both a world leader in derivatives and risk management," seems to me we're the derivatives bubble caused all this trouble, "and risk management, and the premier global venue for raising of capital funds." We're talking about concentrating more and more power and wealth in fewer and fewer hands. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So diving into this article a little deeper here in the last segment of the first hour, in a joint later announcement, this transaction creates a group, again, that is both a world leader in derivatives and risk management and the premier global venue for rising capital funds. Together, the announcement of the Toronto Canadian and the British London Stock Exchange's simultaneous revelations set them to capture one of the world's largest trading platforms. Together, they would dominate the energy and raw materials sector of the world economy. Just sit back and think about that for a moment. Dominating the energy and raw material sectors. Pretty well sews things up, doesn't it? Back in 1997, the New York Stock Exchange merged with Euronext and became the joint venture of the New York, Paris, Brussels, and Amsterdam stock exchanges. Altogether, they represented one-third of the world's equities trading market and recognized as the most liquid of all the world's global exchange groups. Remember how many trillions of dollars we threw at the bankers? And now when we looked at the Federal Reserve's disclosure there, how much of that money went over to Europe? Well, Dorothy, here you go. Together, the German Deutsche Börse's market value of 11.3 billion euros, or 15.5 billion U.S., owned 59-60% of the new company, while the New York Stock Exchange Euronext holders' value of 6.7 billion euros held 40-41% of the equity value. A lot of numbers there. For people that are numberly challenged, we'll just jump over that section. The German Börse also is a world leader in international derivatives exchange, with shared ownership between the six Swiss exchanges, yet they're shadowed only by the larger, listen carefully now, shadowed only by the larger Rothschild-dominated Frankfurt Stock Exchange, the obvious world leader in international derivatives. And we gave you that history. Back and listen to the archives the last couple of weeks. The New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, will also share dual international headquarters in New York City and Frankfurt, Germany. The chairman of Deutsche Börse, Rito Francioni, my God, that's a good Italian name, is planned to become the new chairman of the merging Deutsche Börse and the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext Stock Market Consortium. Duncan Niederauer would become the chief executive of the New York-based New York Stock Exchange Euronext Futures, now emerging stock and marketing giants. To see the influence of the Rothschild family banking dynasty, one has to go back to the year of 2005 when Deutsche Börse was seeking to take over the London Stock Exchange. See, we have to remember the past, and altogether too often it's the recent past, but we have such short-term memory loss that we forget these things. It was then felt that this would create a market-dominating European exchange to the £1.3 billion bid for the London Stock Exchange. In the meantime, the internal shareholders of Deutsche Börse with TCI, that's the Children's Investment Fund, we're doing it all for the children, right, who own 7.5% of Deutsche Börse, were revolting, and they still are revolting in my opinion, but now led by the Rothschilds directing the rebellion. Rebellion, they were in rebellion at war. This goes all the way back to the big fight between the Rothschilds and the Saint-Simonians. Back at the beginning and the emergence of modern socialism, they feared that a Deutsche Börse London Stock Exchange would marginalize the Frankfurt Börse that was dominated by the Rothschilds. The first to revolt was the powerful German carmaker Porsche, when Manfred Eis, their spokesman, stated, quote, "We fear that if a takeover happened, Deutsche Börse would have to make substantial concessions to the disadvantage of the Frankfurt Börse. They're talking about moving whole units to London. A takeover would give the Deutsche Börse a monopolistic position and could lead to higher fees for users because competitive pressures from the London Stock Exchange would disappear." As we all learn from Rockefellers, they hate competition. Okay. Put up with it for a while. But through the process and working of the mystery of incrementalism, all things come together in the end. All roads lead to the Rothschilds. When Porsche was a front for the Rothschilds, we do not know, but the Frankfurt dissident shareholders joined the revolt. Led by the hedge funds, again, this is the Children's Investment Fund and Atticus Capital, plus American Fidelity Investments and Merrill Lynch's investment arm together, held 38% of the Deutsche Börse market shares. The revolting plan was to oust the entire Deutsche Börse Supervisory Board when the May 25, 2005 annual meeting was held and effectively halt the Deutsche Börse's $1.4 billion takeover for the London Stock Exchange. This is a lengthy article. We've only but begun it. I hope we're all paying attention. Lord Nathan Charles Rothschild, and I should say it again, Lord Nathan Charles Jacob Rothschild, if you want to really think of yourself important, give yourself a half a dozen names. It's like Isidore August, Isidore Francois Marie Xavier Comte. C-O-M-T-E was his last name. He didn't like that little short last name, Comte, in French. So he gave himself a grocery basket full of first names. Lord Nathan Charles, or Jacob Rothschild, is the head of the United Kingdom branch of the Rothschilds European banking dynasty. Today, as the deputy chairman of B Sky B, he is a well-known patron of the arts. Lord Rothschild was also known in an earlier coup when in 2003 the UK media giant B Sky B announced that Lord Rothschild would become its new deputy chairman and the chief of B Sky B. James Murdoch, the son of the media giant Rupert Murdoch, would resign as board member of the News Corp and its technology subsidiary, NDS, and become the new CEO of B Sky B. Of course, Rupert Murdoch, chairman of the News Corp, the American media giant, controlled 35.4% of the stock in B Sky B. Not only do they control the banking, they also control the media. And so we can't get the truth out of any of them. As they say, if their lips are moving, they're lying. And when they're silent, they are stealing us blind. Even more revealing, with this palace coup of B Sky B, Lord Jacob Rothschild had effectively taken over the frozen shares that belonged to the deposed Jewish Russian oil tycoon, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Remember all that? When the Yukos-Sibnet oil empire collapsed, right? All these guys were all crooks. They were gangsters, the Russian mob. Yeah. And who winds up with the money? The Jewish mob. Well, what can you say? Rothschild's got it all together in the first place. This occurred after Khodorkovsky was arrested and jailed in Russia under corruption charges in his bid to politically compete against Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin for the democratically elected office of the presidency of Russia. We care not who casts the votes, it's who counts the votes that count, but he was democratically elected. Nod, nod, wink, wink. In the fierce rival bid for the chairmanship of the Deutsche Börse, it would pit Lord Jacob Rothschild's protege, Rito Francione, against his former chief Deutsche Börse CEO, Werner Seifert's protege, Roald Brewer. History would attest that Roald Brewer bid to become the Dutch Boys CEO in place of the retiring Werner Seifert was routed as high as Rito Francione was voted in as the Deutsche Börse new CEO. And it continues and it continues. Long article here. Queen Elizabeth. Let's talk about Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth's power in the London Stock Exchange would only be enhanced. Remember Queen Elizabeth and Timmy Geithner, Pilgrim Society? They're all in it together. Queen Elizabeth's power in the London Stock Exchange would only be enhanced by the transatlantic merger with the Canadian Toronto Stock Exchange. Beneath all of these, the British royal family, who was the British royal family, are truly not English, but of German descent now, places the pathway of the British royal monarchy and the Rothschilds family dynasty possibly along the same economic highway. Well, go figure. Go figure, all right. Good old Rolf Brewer here. As we shall see, all these events fit well with the dreams of the Rothschilds' Goldman Sachs bid for world dominance. What? You mean the Rothschilds and the Goldman Sachs are in the same bed together? Yeah. The Federal Reserve Bank of Goldman Sachs, under the control of the Rothschilds family dynasty, kind of wink, wink, told you that, now had the American New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and Deutsche Börse under its international influence. Rothschild's Rito Francione, the former chairman of the SWX Swiss Exchange, eventually went on to become the chairman of Deutsche Börse. And today, Rothschild's Francione has emerged to become the chairman of the new emerging Börse, so on and so forth. Wow. Will the circle ever be unbroken? These guys are everywhere. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Oh, yes, deja vu, all of this stuff in the news. But at least it's up in the news, you know. Used to be you'd just be considered a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy cuckoo if you even mentioned this stuff on TalkStream or any place else. You jump up on the radio. I used to have this. I still have it, by the way, an SX99 Hallicrafter 75-watt shortwave with a long wire. And, boy, you'd listen all over the world, and then you'd call in to every talk radio show you could get. That's how I started in all of this nonsense, doing a lot of research and calling in, which you can do at 866-841-1065 if it moves you. But certainly, in the first hour, went through a bunch of news. It's like I said, deja vu all over again. Anyway, last week, we started in, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, time just kind of seems to fly on this broadcast, but we talked a little bit about the patriarchal system. You know, it's looking at the patriarchs and the matriarchs. You know, what is all this about? Went into it a little bit. We're going to continue that in this hour. Again, this is early out of the encyclopedia. I'll just start where we left off. Well, actually, I'll start in the beginning just to bring us up to speed a bit. But in the, out of the Greek, pater is father and arch is rule. Of course, we talked about the archons, and there's a lot of people out there that want to be anarchists, but they don't really understand what an anarch is, but they want to use the term, but they won't bother to look it up. But anyway, okay, so you've got Greek as pater or pater or pater, and then the father is the arch or the archi, which is to rule. So you've got a father rule. You have father rule, you got mother rule. It's like the fuggers, but we don't have to go down that line again. This extreme paternal form of the family in which the authority of the husband and the father in the family has become so supreme that he is practically owner of all persons and property of the family group. The wife, the children belong, being reduced to not of the position of property, but at least close to the characteristic of that. Anyway, long story short, with that, go back over now and look what's happening in Libya, for instance. And we talked about all these tribes and clans and the tribes and the clans, all right? And they're all consensus-driven. And go back and listen to the YouTube video out there, Russell Means. And he was talking about this matriarchal thing. He's talking about the tribes and the clans, all right? And that they are consensus-driven people. If they can't come to a consensus among all the tribes, then they just put off the issue until such time that they can, or they never bring it up. And that's kind of what's happening in Gaddafi world today. All right? Well, let's continue here. The patriarchal family, therefore, frequently consisted of hundreds of individuals and was a little political unit, the head of which was the eldest living male. Of course, after World War II, we had Bertram Schaffner and the bunch of the Information Control Division. They went into Germany, and they were trying to wipe out authoritarianism, but they had to figure it out first. They couldn't figure out how the incredible Germans were able to clean the clock of the Anglo-American establishment on all fronts, all right? And so they decided the best thing to do would be to destroy the family unit, which they've done. Then they turned around and they used the tools that they learned there, and they've destroyed the family unit in America. But, continuing, the causes of the development of the patriarchal system were complex. Wife capture and wife purchase, together with the growth of the idea of property and persons in the period of barbarism, were doubtless contributing causes, you see. And if you go and look in Libya today, you'll find the same sort of system. Heard a broadcast here on the network over the weekend with Susan Lindauer? You're talking about how the young boys have a tattoo put on their arms there. So that when they've been stolen by a marauding band, that at least they can go back and get their own boys back, if nothing else, when they do a blood feud, one with another, bunch of barbarians, but that's what they are. The keeping of flocks and the herds of domesticated animals necessitated the separation of families. And we'll talk about the separation of families, continue with patriarchal system, then we're going to look at the matriarchal system for a few minutes.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, February the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now, in our second hour of today's broadcast, as our other stations join us, as I mentioned before, in the first hour, we talked about news, lots of news, financial news, some interesting news towards the end of the first hour. And in the last segment, talked a little bit, covering some of the ground that we've covered in the past, as regards to this patriarchal system. And so we can understand a little bit more about what's happening in the Near and Middle East and the Northern Africa. the patriarchs and the matriarchs are going ballistic, all right? But, so, continuing, the keeping of flocks and herds of domesticated animals necessitated the separation of families through their wandering over long stretches to secure pasturage. And at the same time, the employment of a large amount of male labor. Under such conditions, the husband gained great power over his wife, as she was separated from her kindred, and as the owner of the flocks and herds, which constituted almost the sole property of the group, his authority gradually became supreme in all matters, all right? If you go back and look at the very beginnings, okay, of the Yahwehist cult, they too started off along this line, a bunch of herders, sheep herders, goat herders, and whatnot. And then eventually they came and turned themselves into a bunch of genocidal maniacs when they followed, Joshua across the Jordan River, and became known as the Hibiru, the people from the other side. Then they commenced to take on everything, including the slaughter of Melchizedek. That's, you know, the Zedekite priesthood. But the fully developed patriarchal system received its stamp from that primitive religion, which we know as ancestor worship. Ancestor worship. This religion, deifying the departed male ancestors, tended to reinforce the authority of the house father, because he was the oldest living ancestor and the representative, so to speak, of the gods upon earth. Our Father who art in heaven, the Lord. Thus arose the patria potestas of the Roman father, that is, the power of life and death over all members of the family group. This power, however, we're going to find out a little bit more about this in a moment when we visit Egypt. This power, however, could not well be exercised arbitrarily, as the house father was necessarily controlled by religious scruples and traditions. And so this brings in the understanding, a better understanding, of the word meek. You know, the meek shall inherit the earth. But what does meek mean? Meek, my understanding, is simply power in restraint. I have the power to crush you, but I restrain my power. I withhold my hand. As Thomas Jefferson, I think, is quoted, you know, tremble, knowing that the power of God, it's kind of a paraphrase, the power of God, and that God cannot, you know, hold back his hand forever against such a wicked people. Disobedience to the house father was, however, disobedience to the divine ancestor. However, again, disobedience to the divine ancestors, and hence was usually severely punished. You go against your father, the Lord, then you're going against the father. Among the Hebrews and some other peoples, we find the patriarchal system without ancestor worship. Nod, nod, wink, wink. But in such cases, the evidence seems to show that ancestor worship once existed, but had been largely obliterated through the adoption of a higher religion. Of course, we've talked about the higher law before that became eventually the overarching principle behind the natural law of St. Thomas Aquinas and some of the early writers there. This patriarchal system is now chiefly of interest because of its effects upon later history, inasmuch as the chief historical peoples of Europe and Asia have passed through a patriarchal stage of development. The history of these peoples can scarcely be understood without a knowledge of the patriarchal system. Not only have our historical ideas regarding the family, but also those regarding property, government, and religion been influenced by the patriarchal system. And so then you can imagine the kind of a collision that is happening now as we come underneath this Noahide law, this new matriarchal law, where we have, you know, lineage coming down from the Ashkenazi through the mother. Interesting, isn't it? We'll talk about matriarchal systems in a moment. Patriarchal ideas, it has often been pointed out, have been impediments to progress along these several lines. But at the same time, it must be acknowledged that no high degree of social organization, as Spencer insisted, would have been possible if there had not been a patriarchal stage of development. So much of our law, so much of our legislation, our customs, our tongues, our tribes and traditions in Western man are based upon this, that we make error when we fail to recognize it and, you know, set it aside casually. We'll have to go back and rethink all law and culture to make that switch from patriarchy to matriarchy. Part of the blockade there, the blockheads between the Native American tribes and the colonists coming in, the discoverers, the settlers, the founders, the creators, that bunch, some of that collision was over these two different systems, one patriarchy, one matriarchy. Matriarch. Make matriarchate. Now, again, remember the key here is arcs, the archons. The archons and the codras, you might look them up. Matriarchate. Position or power of a matriarch, a name formerly given to the wife of a patriarch. So you had the patriarchs, and then beside them, we could say, you had the matriarchs, their wives. And if you remember the trial, you know, when Pontius Pilate, you know, was washing his hands, remember, his wife had that dream, you know, and she woke up in the morning, they were going down for breakfast, and she says, honey, look, I had a dream last night. He goes, honey, you had a dream? Yeah, that's I did. And it's a nasty damn dream. And there's a guy that you're going to come across today, and you don't want to cross this dude, so just wash your hands of the affair. Okay, now, she didn't come out like Hillary Clinton and make the declaration in the trial. No. Because the intelligence of Pilate was to respect the wisdom of his wife. He knew which person in the household wore the pants. He then brought forth the counsel of his wife in the deal and washed his hands of the whole matter, you know, and threw it on the Jews, right? Again, matriarchate, position of power, a position or power of a matriarch, a name formerly given to the wife of a patriarch. Among the Indians, now that's the capital I, Indians, that's not the East Indians, that would be the American Indians, or the people, the Aboriginals, the people that are native to this country, the indigenous people. Among the Indians, the mother is considered of superior importance in families, clans, or tribes. And this echoes the comments made by Russell Means. Job's wife, now back to the Bible here, Xantippe, Job's wife, Xantippe, X-A-N-T-I-P-P-E, you figured out, and others in history have been called matriarchs. In certain primitive tribes, the mother, in line of descent and inheritance, takes precedence over the father. All right? Kind of an interesting stuff. Now, tomorrow, of course, we're going to celebrate Maternalia. The first day of March is the New Year's Day of the Roman religious calendar, and it's sacred to Juno, the deity of matrons. On this festival day, wives expected presents from their husbands, again, and themselves gave an entertainment to the household slaves. Forget sometimes the importance of the woman in understanding the real meaning of economy. Economy, all right? The women ran the house. The guys were out doing whatever, you know. They were down at the gym tossing the medicine ball and giving each other baths, sponge baths and things. The women did all the work, right? And they ran the house, too. They are the real economists on this planet. When will we learn that? We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients.
Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So certainly there's been a whole lot written about the Egyptians. We need to go into that a little bit here. But the Egyptian religion and sociology, this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951 edition, just about, where we find a section titled Family Life. The position occupied by the woman was quite extraordinary. I'm going to go back and understand a little bit of patriarchal. The position occupied by woman was quite extraordinary. In the household, there was generally only one wife, though there might be several concubines or female slaves. Actual polygamy was infrequent, though the royal harem often contained 200 women. Private persons also maintained harems. The number of inmates, depending on the financial ability of the individual. Inheritance and genealogy were reckoned by the mother. Now, coming out of Babylon, wouldn't be too surprised that Talmudists would look to the mother. But inheritance and genealogy were reckoned by the mother, not the father. And while a man's possessions might descend to his sons, the line might also pass through the daughter to her sons. Sometimes marriages were contracted upon these considerations. It was the father's ambition to hand down his official position to his sons, and the title of hereditary prince is often met with. The practice of marriage with a sister is met with in early periods. But under the Ptolemies, it was quite the rule, and the marriage contracts specified the amounts which the husband engaged to give annually to his wife for family purposes. So, there is that. Marry your sister. You don't even have to go to the Pope to get an indulgence. Just live in Egypt, I guess. Pretty much the standard thing. Now, over the weekend, maybe it was even last Friday, Bob Tuscan and company had an interesting broadcast where they brought on a fellow called Gene O'Denning, and he wanted to tell us he has a website, TriviumEducation.com, TriviumEducation.com. I'll just bring this a little bit to your attention, all right? Because it's just something I'm aware of that has fallen by the wayside, but it's part of a process that I have enjoyed in my own life, and I can see the benefits. But it is certainly something that has been set aside by the modern curriculum, thanks to the National Education of, Education Association and all the perversions that have happened in our schools, where we basically go back into a rather unusual system. Let's just talk about that a minute. This is an article right out of the Encyclopedia Britannica, and this publication is, I've got two sets. Let's see, which volume do I have? Let me just take a peek here quickly and see whether this is the one. This is the 1960 Encyclopedia Britannica. So this is after the Rockefellers have come in and done their revisionism. But taking it for what it is, the article starts this way, medieval curriculum. The scope of that learning was comprised within the seven liberal arts and philosophy on the secular side, together with some dogmatic instruction in the doctrines of the church, the early fathers, and the scriptures. Theology was not yet organized into a philosophical system. So this is kind of like jumping into things midstream. We're in the medieval period. We could start earlier than that, but we won't. We'll start right here. Because it really ties right straight back to the Greeks and the Romans. And we'll get there. But again, theology was not yet organized into a philosophical system. That was the great work the Middle Ages had yet to perform. The seven liberal arts, divided into the trivium, which is grammar, dialectic, notice the term now, dialectic, and rhetoric. Everybody freaks out as soon as you say the word dialectic. Everyone jumps on Hegel's bandwagon.
Well,
he certainly wasn't the only one. He certainly wasn't the only one. You go all the way back and look at the dialectic in Thucydides' Peloponnesian Wars, of which Thucydides was the historian, and you can find out up there. But we'll just take a sidebar here and jump over to the Funk and Wagnalls Encyclopedia and pick up this clue that we got here, the seven liberal arts. What are the seven liberal arts? Well, here we go. In education, subjects of the ancient and medieval curriculum, grammar, logic. In one case, we say dialectic, and the other says logic. Well, it's true. Again, grammar, logic, rhetoric, that's your trivium, geometry, arithmetic, astronomy, and music. Now, that is the seven, those are the seven liberal arts. That is the trivium and the quadrivium. The distinction between the liberal arts and the practical arts originated in Greece. According to the Greek philosophers Plato and Aristotle, the liberal arts were those subjects suitable for the development of intellectual and moral excellence. Intellectual and moral excellence, as distinguished from those that were merely useful or practical. The Greeks assigned no definite number to such liberal arts. However, the first encyclopedic discussion of the seven liberal arts was that written in the first century B.C. by the Roman scholar Marcus Terentius Varro. I hope I didn't butcher that too badly. I don't speak Latin. It's a dead language, you know. He also wrote books on the more utilitarian arts. More utilitarian arts, that brings to mind, of course, others. Utilitarianism, John Stuart Mill. Okay, he also wrote books on the more utilitarian arts of medicine and architecture. The seven arts, as studied during the Middle Ages, were known chiefly through writings of the 5th and 7th century A.D., notably the works of the Latin Martinus Capella, the Roman historian Flavius Magnus Aurelius Cassiodorus, and the Spanish scholar St. Isidore of Seville. The medieval course of study was divided into the elementary trivium and the more advanced quadrivium. The trivium was comprised of grammar, which included the study of literature, dialectic, or logic, and rhetoric, which also covered the study of law. Oh, wait a minute. Of law? That's right. Young people were taught law and logic and grammar early on. The foundations of a good education. We don't do that anymore. Had to get rid of that. We don't use grammar anymore. Now it's just all CSA, right? We don't do phonics, booked on phonics. It's just all CSA, and the heck with the law. You couldn't figure it out anyway, right? Completion of the trivium entitled the student to a bachelor's degree. Now remember, when we studied all things medieval, that was the first order of knighthood, a bachelor. The quadrivium was comprised of arithmetic, geometry, which included geography and natural history. Geography and natural history. The earth is round. Astronomy, proving it, to which astrology was often added. Even though the Bible warns against that, the church adopted this idea of keeping astrology in there. And music, chiefly that of the church. Once the student completed the quadrivium, he was a master of arts, his master's degree. The term liberal arts is now often used for the unspecialized, non-scientific studies pursued in an undergraduate college. Liberum, to be free, freeing yourself up. Medieval curriculum, back to the Encyclopedia Britannica, again. The seven liberal arts divided into the trivium, grammar, dialectic, rhetoric, and the more advanced quadrivium, geometry, arithmetic, music, and astronomy, were a legacy from old Roman education through the transition centuries. They appear in the Disciplinarium Libri, a bunch of books in here. The scope of the arts was wider than their names would suggest in modern times. Under grammar was included the study of the content and form of literature. So you'd sit down and you'd look at the Iliad and the Odyssey and you would break them apart and examine them.
Ordinary talk radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, so once again, the seven liberal arts divided into the trivium, grammar, dialectic, rhetoric, and the more advanced quadrivium, geometry, arithmetic, music, and astronomy. Continuing here, the scope of the arts was wider than their names would suggest in modern times. You know, words have meanings. Their meanings are important. Also, the time when they were, you know, go back and look at philology, for instance, or etymology, and break things down and look at the roots, you know, and bring them forward into the moderns. Understand what these words actually mean. Under grammar was included the study of the content and form of literature. You take literature in school, and then you sit down and you analyze the content and the form of the literature. And in practice, the teaching varied from a liberal literary culture to a dry and perfunctory study of just enough grammar to give some facility in the use of Latin. We needn't look at it as being too rosy, but Latin was essential. And especially, you know, for us, the Western people, law Latin makes up a lot of the Juris Civilis, the Roman civil law that we live under today, especially if you happen to live in Louisiana. Dialectic was mainly formal logic. Of course, you know, this is not some barbaric form of logic out there. After all, you can read Aristotle's Logic, and even though others have added to it, none have perfected it, he pretty well had it down. Not only created it, wrote it, but he also, as far as I'm concerned, perfected it. Rhetoric covered the study of law. Curious, huh? As well as composition in prose and verse. These would be all your writings, all your pleadings. Geometry was rather what is now understood by geography and natural history. Geometry. A geometer. A geometer. Right? The earth is round. Here are the continents. Here's the seas. And over here, well, we don't need to go there. Together with the medicinal properties of plants. What? Wow. You go into geometry and you sit down and you find out about the Amanita muscarius. And hemp. With all the medicinal properties of plants. Geography. I guess more children would be interested in geometry if they would cover geography and natural history together with the medicinal power of plants. Peyote, and other things. Arithmetic, with the cumbrous Roman notation, included little more than the simplest practical calculations required in ordinary life and computations of the calendar. Computations of the calendar. You didn't have a calendar wristwatch. If you found yourself in an area where you didn't have a calendar, you have to figure it out. That's where your geometry and astronomy would come in handy. Music embraced the rules of the plain song of the church. That's the madrigals, right? Or the plain song. That's, what do they call that? I used to know that right off the top of my head. Some theory of sound and the connection of harmony and numbers. We want to fascinate a young person, teach them music by numbers. Teach them the numbers behind the music. Let them see how it is the numbers of the scales and all the parts and pieces that create the music. We just make the sounds by dividing up strings or tubes into mathematical frequencies or sequences. You know, what's a major chord? 1, 3, and 5. What's a major seventh? 1, 3, 5, flat 7, etc. Minor 1, flat 3, 5. Minor seventh 1, flat 3, 5, flat 7. There's numbers. There's formulas for all of those things. Astronomy dealt with the courses of the heavenly bodies and was seldom kept free from astrology. So they brought in a faith system to go along with their science system. And that's where you've got the 12 houses and all of that, and the need to move from a 10 calendar month to a 12 calendar month and all of that. In philosophy, the current textbooks, where are they? And then he continues with that. Now, let me jump over here. We're going to go to the World Book Encyclopedia. So much you can learn just quickly and leads you to so many other areas. Right out of the encyclopedias, this is out of the World Book Encyclopedia. I've got two different sets of these. This is the World Enterprises Educational Corporation out of Chicago, Volume 6, but this is a 1968 set, so it's a little bit more modern, at least as far as my library is concerned. But it starts this way. In ancient Greece, during the 400s and 300 BCs, two great ideals dominated Greek education. Education for citizenship and education for well-rounded individual development. It's a different focus of study. On one, you're creating human beings, politically socialized animals. humans and other animals, politically socialized animals. These would be the education for citizenship and educated for a well-rounded individual development. That's not high fructose corn syrup and all the Twinkies that you can eat. Education no longer belonged to a few members of the ruling or priestly class. The polis, P-O-L-I-S, polis, or city-state, expected education of all citizens. As a result, education in Greece became a political, from the word politis, matter. Politicians? Political. A education for citizenship, rather than a family or a tribal affair. You're stepping beyond the tribe, stepping beyond the family, and recognizing that we all come together under this great polis, this umbrella. We need a slightly enhanced educational system. In democratic Athens, the ideal of a good citizen coincided with the ideal of a well-developed, well-rounded development. A youth of the citizen class went to a grammar school where he learned to read, write, and count. Funny, they can't do that anymore, but we were able to do that back in ancient Greece. He attended a music school where he learned to sing, play a musical instrument, dance, and memorize such great epic poems as the Iliad of Homer. Memorize? The Iliad? Honey. Today, some can't even memorize the alphabet. He also went to a palestra and later to a gymnasia where he developed his body through gymnastics. He developed his body through gymnastics. He learned to play such Greek games as the pentathlon, running, jumping, wrestling, and discus and javelin throwing. Those games still exist in the Olympic Games of today. The Athenian boy developed the intellectual, artistic, and physical abilities of a free man. Underscore that. Let's say it again. The Athenian boy developed the intellectual, artistic, and physical abilities of a free man. He received a liberal education. Liberal. Liberum. The free. In a non-democratic Sparta, all education was designed to develop physical and warlike qualities, much like they have in America, needed by the citizens of a military state. Boys went to school in public barracks and lived an army life. The intellectual, literary, or artistic side of life received little or no attention from the Spartans. So I guess we've become quite Spartan in our existence. We're not quite as refined as the Athenians. In contrast, Athens produced great teachers. Socrates taught small groups informally by discussion. Plato taught philosophy and mathematics in his academy. Aristotle taught philosophy and science in his Lyceum. Isocrates taught the oratory, or public speaking, in his rhetorical school. The great teachers were also the great philosophers and thinkers of the day. And we still read the writings of Plato, Aristotle, and other Greek teachers, unless you are frowned upon that and steered away from it by the Council on National Policy and the followers of Tim and LaHaye that believe that all things Greek, Plato, and otherwise are the devil. Anyway, that's their problem, not mine. During the 200s and 100s B.C., the Greek city-states lost their freedom to the Macedonians and the Romans. Greek education lost much of its well-rounded character. Education became almost entirely bookish and academic. It paid little attention to physical and artistic qualities and belonged to a relatively few persons in the aristocratic classes. How powerful education is. In ancient Rome, from the 400s to the 100 BCs, Roman families usually taught their children at home. What? Homeschooling. Hello. As the Latin language developed and the Greek language came to Rome, private teachers established schools. Private schools and homeschooling. The ludus, or elementary school, taught young children to read and write Latin. It copied the Greek grammar school. It did not emphasize physical, musical, or artistic abilities. The methods consisted of memorizing and physical punishment. I guess that's kind of like the Prussian system today. The school of Grammaticus, or the grammar school, became a secondary school. We've always heard about primary education and secondary education. Well, here it is. It carried on a child's education in grammar, composition, dictation, and memorizing sentences. The first Roman grammar schools copied Greek grammar schools and taught the Greek language. The Romans became the first people to stress the study of a foreign language. Later, Latin grammar schools carried on the study of the Romans' own language and literature. And then it continues. The main works of literature studied included Homer's Iliad and Odyssey and Virgil's Aeneid. The Romans also established higher schools for training orators and statesmen. Cicero and Quintilian became the outstanding spokesman for this kind of rhetorical education. We'll continue with this, visit with Egypt a little bit more, and your calls.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Spend your life with
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Well, as so often is the case, here we are in the last segment, and I'm going to have to blow over a couple of things that I wanted to include in this discussion just simply for a lack of time. So I'll close this one out from this encyclopedia this way. The most lasting contribution of Roman education consisted of its emphasis on Latin grammar and literature and the formation of the 7 liberal arts. These were the 7 intellectual studies necessary for a free spirit. Grammar, rhetoric, and logic made up the trivium, and arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and music made up the quadrivium. For hundreds of years, the 7 liberal arts were the main studies of a liberal education. Again, a free spirit. Free spirit. Very interesting stuff. We could go into it in greater detail, and there's certainly a lot of that. But, you know, in the life of a young Roman the son followed the dad, followed him, shadowed him all the time. It's part of their upbringing. But he learned law, he learned oratory, and all that, patterned from his father. It was homeschool, largely, from father to son. That's something we've missed out on here in America. But it's not something that has been completely overlooked by some. You know, from time to time, I share this little booklet with you. This is the Masonic Monitor, the Entered Apprentice and Fellowcraft of the Master Mason, 1954, adopted by the most worshipful Grand Lodge, Free and Accepted Masons of Arkansas. This is the second edition. All right? So this is right out of the Fellowcraft first section. Under the working tools, they have the altar, the apron, and the working tools. The working tools of a fellow craft are the plumb, the square, and the level, and thus are explained. And then it continues. Second section. You're now represent a young FC on his first on his way to the MC of the KCSD. There's a lot of these various unusual things. But nevertheless, let's continue. They wrought at the building of the KST and many of the other Masonic edifices. They wrought but 6 days in a week and rested upon the seventh. For in 6 days God created the heaven and the earth and rested on the seventh. The seventh, therefore, our ancient brethren, consecrated as a day of rest, the better to enable them to contemplate the glorious works of creation and to adore their great Creator. Right in the Masonic Lodge now. On our way to the MC, the first things that attract our attention are the representatives of two brazen pillars. And it continues. Pretty interesting stuff going on in here. Here we go. I'm going to jump forward because we are running out of time. I really wanted to get into it all, but we won't. The next thing that attracts our attention is a flight of winding stairs. So you're in a Masonic Lodge, you see the flight of winding stairs. What are these? They're composed of 3, 5, and 7 steps. Symbolism has much to do with masonry. The 3 steps allude to the 3 principal officers of the lodge and the 3 principal supports in masonry. The 3 principal officers are, and we don't need to go into those, the 3 principal supports are wisdom, strength, and beauty. Wisdom, strength, and beauty. Remember this Roman education. And beauty. All well-governed institutions. The 5 steps allude to the 5 orders of architecture and the 5 human senses. The 5 orders of architecture are the Tuscan, the Doric, the Ionic, the Corinthian, and composite. And then it continues. The 7 steps allude to many sevens. The 7 sabbatical years, the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine, the 7 years during which blah, blah, blah was in a course of erection, and the 7 golden candlesticks, but more particularly, listen, but more particularly, the 7 liberal arts and sciences, which are grammar, rhetoric, logic, arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. Are you surprised to have found these same teachings inside the Mason's teachings? Let's talk about it a little bit quickly. Grammar. Grammar teaches the proper arrangement of words. Haven't you always felt like you were at a disadvantage, you know, like all of the elite, they always teach their children the good stuff. We don't get it. Well, grammar. Grammar teaches the proper arrangement of words according to the dialect of any particular people. And that excellency of pronunciation, which enables us to speak or write a language with accuracy, agreeably to reason and correct usage. I like to emphasize words, practice my diction. I'm a phonetic reader and a phonetic writer. Rhetoric. Rhetoric teaches us to speak fluently on any subject, not merely with propriety alone, but with all the advantages of force and elegance, wisely contriving to captivate the hearer by strength of argument and beauty of expression, whether it be to entreat or exhort, to admonish or applaud. Rhetoric. Logic. Logic teaches us to guide our reason in the general knowledge of things and directs our inquiries after truth. Lead me into all truth and keep me from error. My constant prayer. It consists of a regular train of argument where we infer, deduce, and conclude according to certain premises laid down, admitted, or granted, and in it are employed the facilities of conceiving, judging, reasoning, and disposing, all of which are naturally led on from one gradation to another till the point in question is finally determined. Continuing, this science ought to be cultivated as the foundation or the groundwork of our inquiries, particularly in pursuit of those sublime principles which claim our attention as Masons. Arithmetic. Arithmetic teaches the powers and properties of numbers. All the works of the Almighty are made in number, weight, and measure. Therefore, we should understand them and be thereby led to a more comprehensive knowledge of our great Creator and the works of creation. Geometry. Geometry treats of the powers and properties of magnitudes in general, where length, breadth, and thickness are considered. Three-dimensional geometry. Music teaches the art of forming concords so as to compose delightful harmony. It is that elevated science which affects the passions by sound. There are few who have not felt its charms and acknowledged its expressions to be intelligible to the heart. It is a language of delightful sensations, far more eloquent than words. It breathes to the ear the clearest intimations. It touches the gently and gently agitates the agreeable and sublime passions. It wraps us in melancholy and elevates us in joy. It dissolves and inflames. It melts us in tenderness and excites us to war. This science is truly congenial to the nature of man, for by its powerful charms, the most discordant passions may be harmonized and brought into perfect unison, but it never sounds with such seraphic harmony as when employed in singing hymns of gratitude to the Creator of the universe. Interesting, out of the mouth of Masons. Astronomy? Astronomy is that sublime science by which we are taught to read the wisdom, strength, and beauty of the Almighty Creator in those sacred pages, the celestial hemisphere. Assisted by astronomy, we ascertain the laws which govern the heavenly bodies and by which their motions are directed, investigate the powers by which they circulate in their orbs, discover their size, determine their distance, explain their various phenomena, and correct the fallacy of the senses by the light of truth. And this brings us to the outer door of the temple. To our advantage to understand some of the things that are happening around us. You drive by that Masonic Lodge, you know, and you cross yourself and raise the Virgin Mary or whatever you do. Remember that the people that are inside of there are on their course. They're on their course to law. They're on their course to political dominance. They're on their course to banking. They're on their course to education and many other things in life. Oftentimes you might find your priest or your preacher visiting that windowless temple with the checkerboard floor. We have a very, very history and a very long history. Some things have been taken away from the ignorant and the profane, and it's going to be up to you and it's up to me to reinvigorate our minds and to come up to the task in this time. If we hope to have any redemption, it's going to be up to us. If we're going to have any fruit in the future, it's going to be up to us to plant the tree and tend the garden. If we think somebody else is going to come and bail us out, that Jeebus' spaceship is on the horizon, I think we need to guess again. We've been led astray by many false doctrines. If we're going to be that replacement set, we need to step up to the task. And going all the way back to Greece and ancient Rome, a home school is one of the best places to start. And the time that a father spends with his son is the best investment in his upbringing he can make. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local. Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.